Earlier this year, the Trump administration put its zero-tolerance policy into place at the border, leading to the separation of immigrant parents and children. Now, some people are looking back at history to try to understand how this policy truly affects those involved. Dr. Arthur Evans, the CEO of the American Psychological Association, says the current immigration detention has parallels to the Japanese-American incarceration during World War II. Dr. Evans spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska about those similarities and how the country can move forward with the knowledge of past mistakes.
I think the major similarities have to do with how the debate is framed. And to the degree that the debate is framed around, there is a group that is different from us and is a threat to us, that similarity is what drove the policy then, and I think is what's driving the policy now. And that's the part of the debate that we really need to question. And I think if you look back in history, clearly people were basing their actions with regard to Japanese Americans on stereotypes and assumptions. If you look at some of the debate today, some of the debate today is based on stereotypes and assumptions. And we know from our history that looking back, we ask the question, how could we have done that? We've had presidents that have apologized. We have compensated people who were interned. So we know that it was a mistake then. And so the question for us today is, how are we potentially making the same mistakes, and how do we avoid that going forward?
Any answers to those questions?
Yeah, I think psychological research suggests some. First thing is that I think it's important to not base our arguments for policy on fear, stereotypes, and assumptions. And if you listen to what the president was saying during World War II, you hear some of the same kinds of arguments today. And so I think it's really incumbent upon us to make sure that as citizens, we ask for the data, we ask for the evidence. Making policy by anecdote is usually bad policy. And so when someone raises up a single incident and says, here's why we should do this, I think as citizens, we should be skeptical and we should ask not only what's the data to support what you're saying, but give us that data in context. So if you're saying that is true about this group, let's understand that phenomena as it relates to the entire population.
And so you mentioned kind of the stereotypes. It always comes from a stereotype of a certain group or something. And then all of a sudden people kind of rally together and become one group saying this one thought. What's the research behind that? How does that happen? And is there any way to maybe kind of avoid that?
You know, as humans, as people, we are really programmed and hardwired to stereotype. We do that because it makes our world more predictable and understandable. That in and of itself isn't bad. What's bad is when we start to use those stereotypes to then be discriminatory, to advance prejudiced viewpoints about groups. And that's what we have to watch. And so the stereotyping itself, in and of itself, every culture does it, every group does it. The issue is, does that then lead to discrimination? And that's what we have to watch against.
How can we learn from those mistakes to what is happening right now?
Sure. You know, even during World War II, the FBI and the Navy Department had leaders who were saying, this is wrong, and they were ignored. One of the things that's really important is to make sure that we're listening to the full range of opinions and advice that is being given, and really contemplate that and to weigh that. I think during this debate, the American Psychological Association, for example, has been very forthright in talking about the psychological research on the separation of children from families. We have literally decades of research that show that is very harmful to children. We think it's important for that information to be in the debate, regardless of how you feel about immigration. The issue is, as a nation, do we want to have policies that intentionally harm children? And so we've taken a very strong stand on that. And we think that is, to your point, one of the ways that we avoid the mistakes of the past.
And are you feeling optimistic, worried?
I am a very optimistic. I'm naturally an optimistic person. But, you know, the United States, we make mistakes throughout our history, but we always compensate, we always correct, and I think we always end up in the right place. And so I think that's why it's important for us to engage as citizens, to have the information, to engage in the debate, and to make sure that our political leaders do not ask us to make decisions based purely on emotion, purely on assumptions.
I'm joined with Dr. Arthur Evans. He's the CEO of the American Psychological Association. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed it.